This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's the summer league debut of Cooper Flagg as a Dallas Maverick tonight, 7 o'clock in Las Vegas. Hour number 3 of the G-Bag Nation. Zach Wolchuk, Eric Chiafalo, Brian Broaddus hanging out with you. We got Lucius Alexander, Carter Freeman as well. Gavin Dawson on vacation till Monday. Make sure you give him some love on the socials. We will do a little football sounds and news coming up on the other side. But let's bring in our buddy, Bobby Corella, DLLS Mavs, as he is live in Las Vegas, getting pumped, getting ready for this debut tonight. It is Flag Day. Bobby, how are you? What are the vibes like in Vegas right now? How fired up are you, bro?
Oh, my God. I'm so fired up. I mean, this is something that basically until they flipped over the card on lottery night, I never, ever, ever thought in a million years could happen. You know, the Mavs have been tortured in the lottery for 4 decades now, and for them to win this year of all years and get this guy of all guys, I mean, it is just, it is unbelievable. I'm assuming Gavin's on vacation to come here to go to the game. Am I right?
Hey, he might be able to drive over there. He's not that far away.
He's at the blackjack table right now, Bob.
Perfect, perfect. Okay.
So what are the expectations in terms of minutes tonight for Cooper Flagg? I know that was a question we were kicking around during crosstalk with KNC earlier. Bobby, like, do we know this? Are we expecting a full game out of him, or are there limitations maybe?
We don't know. So Tim was at Tim Cato, my colleague at DLS. He was over at Map Shootaround this morning, and there was nothing said about this. Ordinarily, you're not going to see, like, firm minutes limits in summer league. But for top picks and guys like this, like, sometimes it can be different. You know, if he goes out in the first half and the Mavs are down 50 and he's just kind of playing lousy, like, maybe he doesn't play that much in the second half. But, I mean, these are 4 10-minute quarters, so it's a shortened game anyway. You know, and sometimes it can be a little chaotic back and forth and things like that. But as long as you're avoiding risk of major injury, like, I don't see a reason to keep a limit on him. He's 18. He's probably anxious to get out there and play, get some run in, and I would personally hope to see him out there for as much as possible, because I think he might only play 2 games. I think he might only play tonight and Saturday, and so it would be good to get him as much run as he possibly can.
In terms of role, we know Jason Kidd has talked a lot about him kind of playing that point guard spot. Is that going to be something that we see in full force tonight?
It's possible. You know, they got Ryan Nembhard on a two-way deal. He was a point guard at Gonzaga for a couple years, led the country in assists last year. So he's definitely a point guard and only 5'11 and all that stuff and can handle the rock. But Jay Kidd has said a lot. He wants the ball in Cooper's hands. He wants to see what he can do. And in summer league, I mean, it's like the perfect situation for that, because you go out and make a bunch of mistakes, make some sloppy passes, some bad reads or whatever. It doesn't cost you. It doesn't hurt you. You can just check the film and try and learn from it and get better for when the games start to count. So I would expect to see him with the ball in his hands quite a bit. But the one thing about that, obviously, is the Mavs don't have the bigs on the summer league team that they do on the NBA team. You know, so you're going to have essentially lesser players be setting screens for him, and you know, maybe not as much momentum going downhill and all that stuff. So it's not exactly an NBA environment that he's going to be playing in, but reps are reps, and you know, whether he's creating stuff or just ISOing looking to score, like the more he can have the ball in his hands, you know, during this experience, the better.
Hey, Bobby, this is, I know we haven't talked to you in a while, and I was just curious now. You mentioned how excited you were for tonight, but where does it rank if we were told you months ago that you had to give up Luka to feel like you do right now? How does that make you feel?
No, I would not do that. I would definitely not do that because, I mean, you know, even if you're, let's say you're the highest person in the world on Cooper Flagg, right?
Sure.
You are super all in believing that he could be, you know, the closest thing to LeBron we've seen since LeBron, big 6'8" wing that can handle, defend, do everything, you know, and he could maybe be the best player in the league. Like, that's the best case scenario. And even then he still might not be as good as Luka already is, you know? And so it's just one of those things that it just sucks that is kind of viewed as the trade-off. You know, but it sure beats having the 11th pick in the draft, right? Which is where they would have been had the lottery gods not smiled upon them. So, you know, it's a very bittersweet thing. I wasn't ready, you know, obviously for the Luka era to come to an end, but I also wasn't ready to watch a bunch of lousy basketball for the next few years. So I'll take Cooper Flagg and say thank you very much.
Bobby Carella, All City Dallas, DLLS, covering the Mavericks. You're with us in the G-Bag Nation. Outside of Cooper Flagg, all eyes are on him. But who else is intriguing you that you're going to get eyes on this Mavs roster for Summer League?
Nembhard, for sure. You know, I mentioned him already. He led the league led NCAA in assists last year. Also a really good three-point shooter. You know, he was up near 40%. And in conference play the year before, he was above 40%. And, you know, he competes on defense a lot like his brother, Andrew, on the Pacers. But Andrew's 6'4", 6'5". Ryan's 5'11", 6'. So he's a little smaller, and that could, you know, limit his impact on that side of the ball. But the Mavs really need guys that compete on defense, especially at the point of attack, and they really need playmaking. And in my opinion, getting him on a two-way deal is an absolute steal. Like, if that guy was, like, 6'2", or 6'3", he's probably a first-round pick. And I'll take guys with heart over guys with meaningless size, you know, so I'm keeping my eyes on him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Another guy they signed to a two-way deal, Miles Kelly. He's a 6'4", 6'5", two guard. Absolutely shoots the crap out of the ball. I'm going to be watching him. And then Maxwell Lewis, a wing. He's 6'6", 6'7", Been around in the NBA for a couple years. He was a second-round pick to the Lakers a couple years ago and has also been on with the Nets. He can shoot a little bit, can score, rangy wing, athlete. You know, I can picture him out there, you know, running alongside Cooper in the starting lineup and, you know, maybe having some success. So I think those three guys are probably, you know, the most proven highest upside players on this roster. But the Mavs do have one open two-way spot available, and so there's plenty of competition, whether it's on their own roster or on other teams' roster, of guys vying for that last spot and getting that guaranteed money for the season.
Hey, Bobby, what do you make of the high turnover of the coaching staff?
Yeah, you know, it kind of, the news trickled out so slowly on that. For a while, it just felt like a huge crisis, right? Like, all these coaches are leaving, some of them for, you know, what were thought to maybe be lateral positions, and that just, like, never happens, especially when it's career-long assistants the way that Sean Sweeney is with Jason Kidd.
Right.
But, you know, he got a little bit of a pay bump and a title increase, so I guess it's understandable. But, you know, to replace those guys with the guys that Jay Kidd was able to secure, I mean, it's just unbelievable. I mean, Frank Vogel is a great head coach, let alone an assistant coach. You know, really the architect of one of the main defensive systems that really good teams still use in the NBA nowadays. And, you know, getting Popeye Jones, who's worked with Jokic in Denver and, you know, been a part of that staff for a while. And then obviously Jay Triano is a really good offensive mind. And I think it's important, especially to get Triano in a year like this, because, you know, Kyrie's probably not playing much, if at all, this season. You know, hopefully he can get up to, you know, 30 games or something like that, but that might even be optimistic. And, you know, Luke is obviously gone, and so the Mavs are going to have to find basically a completely new offensive system. So you might as well bring in a guy that has a lot of experience, you know, drawing up plays in here to help find what that is. So, you know, I was very worried about 2 weeks ago. I'm very concerned at what was happening, and I'm still not totally comfortable with everything, but, you know, given some of the guys that Jay Kidd was able to get in here, it, you know, definitely quells a lot of those concerns.
After what Kyrie said about tempering expectations about his return, I mean, do you feel like there's a chance we don't even see Kyrie next season?
There's certainly a chance. I mean, I think Kyrie was being very calculated there, not in like a nefarious way or anything, but just saying, look, I mean, every fan kind of took what Shams reported right after the injury and ran with it. Like, oh, he's going to be back by January. It's going to be fine. Like, he'll miss 30 or 40 games, and he's going to come back, and the Mavs are going to win the title. But, you know, Kyrie's rehab and his recovery process has really only just started. You know, he's still not able to get out and run and get on the court and everything. Right now, it's a mental thing. It's a mental, psychological, emotional struggle before the physical process has even begun. And so, you know, there's a long way back before he's able to play in an NBA game. And, you know, if he does recover really quickly, then sure, yeah, we could see him by, you know, maybe the end of January or February or All-Star break or whatever it is. But what you don't want to do is create this expectation and this pressure for him to come back. I mean, just think about guys that came back in the playoffs this year from injuries. You know, Tyrese Halliburton playing through a calf that turned into a torn Achilles. Damian Lillard came back from an injury, tore his Achilles. Kevin Durant came back from an injury in the finals in 2019, tore his Achilles. Klay Thompson, later that series, tore his knee, tried to rush back, tore his Achilles during rehab. And some of that is just bad luck. But, like, you just don't want to impose this pressure on guys to come back as soon as they possibly can, because that could lead to even more devastating things. And, you know, at this stage in Kyrie's career, I mean, one really, really bad injury is enough. I don't want to have to see him rehab from another one from, you know, trying to come back too quickly.
Yeah, I mean, Bobby, could that be just maybe how his ability to come back is how the season goes? If it turns into the season is not going well, then maybe the thought is, okay, go ahead and just let's play this out and just shelve him and get ready for the following season. But if you're having some success, could that play into this a little bit?
Potentially. You know, that's where what happened last season, you know, if you believe the reporting about Luka, that's where it becomes really the central point of the season, because, you know, this is just reported. I can't personally validate, you know, whether this is true or false, but, you know, apparently Luka's team wanted more time to recover.
Right.
You know, and the Mavs, and now whether that's Nico or Kidd or the training staff or all of them or none of them or whatever, the Mavs wanted him to come back sooner. And Luka said, absolutely not. And then he was traded. And AD plays pretty immediately after getting traded to Dallas. He plays one game, gets hurt, and misses a long time. And, you know, what did AD come back too early? I don't know. And so what I personally don't want to see, and this is like the worst case scenario, obviously, but let's say the Mavs are kind of struggling. They're 20-27, you know, and we're nearing the All-Star break and mm-hmm. the trade deadline. And it's like, man, it's kind of now or never. Like, Kyrie, we really need you back, bud. And Kyrie's like, I could really use another month. You know, that's what I don't want. But what I also, you know, I would love to see Cooper Flagg get as much time on the ball as possible and all that stuff. But personally, I want to see what the Mavs look like with Kyrie. I want to see if this vision is worth it. You know, I love watching Kyrie play, so this is selfish, but I also don't want the Mavs to go through an entire season without Kyrie, you know, not totally knowing what their team is going to look like going into what essentially, you know, is kind of their make or break year, you know, 26-27. So, you know, I don't want this to just be some sort of lost season unless it ends up with them somehow winning the lottery again. But that, of course, is, you know, a really, really long time from now. And hopefully it's, you know, as smooth sailing as possible between now and then.
All right, Bobby, let's say Cooper Flagg plays 20 minutes tonight. Give me the stat line that's realistic that would make you go to sleep with a Cooper Flagg smile on your face.
20 minutes. Okay, I'll go 16 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 fast break dunks, and 2 blocks and 3 steals. And I'm sleeping like a baby.
You and me both, bro. I'll be throwing a party after that. You're the man, Bobby. We appreciate the time, bro. Enjoy it tonight.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Bobby. It's awesome because Tim Cato has just taken a photo of Bobby.
Took a picture and sent it
standing,
along.
Standing on the phone, talking with us. So it's awesome. The entire DLLS crew out there, KG, our old teammate here, out there with them as well. I know they had Tim McMahon on today. He gave us the update about PJ Washington probably going to get an extension sometime next month, but it would be a tradable type of contract there for the Mavericks. So a lot going down. Can't wait for tonight as Cooper Flagg makes his summer league debut.
Is this an ESPN game?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
So tomorrow we're going to have Katie George, who's working the sideline tonight. She's going to mm-hmm. give us a reek. She's actually doing the game tonight and then Saturday as well for his second game, which will be against San Antonio and I think Harper. The second overall pick.
Dylan Harper.
So that's gonna be a blast, man. We got a lot of fun going on here in Dallas. Okay, let's do some football sounds and news. How would you pick your jersey number, and when is the last time that you felt, well, maybe somebody misled me? That's next in the Nation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge went a blast.
Oh, my God.
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio?
try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.